I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. And Maxie, Pro Bowl selections are out. Your thoughts?
Well, the three that got in for the Vikings, I guess, Dalvin Cook, you know, obviously a good year. Harrison Smith missed for COVID. I didn't know if that would be held against him. It wasn't. Obviously, he missed that Baltimore game, and that was, big for the team because they lost a close game. Justin Jefferson expected. I thought Adam Thielen could have gone in. Now, they'll have some more because, and I thought Eric Kendricks could have, would have had a chance. Now, obviously, when you're not above 500, you get fewer players, and then some of these guys will bow out, as it gets closer, because they really don't want to play in it. They just want to win the award. And so I would think a couple more Vikings could be moved in. But Kirk Cousins certainly could make a case as well, though his position, there's a lot of guys that are playing strong. But if you look at him statistically, and he went last year, he could be there very easily as well.
Now, the Vikings this week are trying to overcome that ugly win over the Bears. What are they doing, do you think, to get refocused? Because they're going to have a tougher task this week.
It's funny you say that, Tom, because I was thinking about this. It's so hard to win in the NFL. But, the Pittsburgh game and the Chicago game, the Vikings win both games. And yet, you feel like you're more discouraged than encouraged. Viking fans are like, what was that? We can't even enjoy the wins anymore.
The first half of that Pittsburgh game, they looked like they were going to win the Super Bowl. And then ever since then, that second half of the Pittsburgh game and the whole Bears game, the only thing that we were able to succeed in the Bears game was because of the Bears. If it had been anybody
else,
we would have
lost. Thank God they were playing the Bears, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now there's a game tonight. Doesn't it seem like there was just football two nights? Well, wait a minute. There was football.
There was football two nights ago because we had the Tuesday night doubleheader. Yeah.
So 49ers and Titans, what implications are there for the Vikings in the playoffs tonight?
Yeah, the 49ers are the team to watch because it looks like Arizona's going to win that division. And the 49ers, the big problem with the 49ers is they beat the Vikings head-to-head. And the Vikings still trail them in the standings. So even if you get even with them, that's not good enough. You have to beat them by a game to surpass the 49ers. So the 49ers really have the edge on the Vikings because of the head-to-head at the end of the year. So that there are implications there with the 49ers as it pertains to the Minnesota Vikings. And, Tennessee's just trying to find itself again. But, this Rams game is interesting because, they've gone out and they've gotten Von Miller and of course, Donald in the middle. And this Vikings offensive line looked exposed against Chicago again. And the Rams are going to bring even more heat, as they say, and make it more difficult on them. So this is a tough task, and I know we've been saying this forever, but it's a must-win for a lot of reasons. If you don't want to go to Lambeau the next week with Green Bay still playing for home field advantage and playing their starters for sure. And so this is going to be a tough one for the Vikings. I don't know what the line says, but I would make them underdogs going in.
Well, and as my son pointed out during the broadcast the other night, they said even if the Vikings were to beat the Bears, which they did, I think their percentage chance, as much stock as you want to put that in, of making the playoffs was still only like 25%. But those can change dramatically based on what other teams do, right?
Yep. Washington got beat the other night, and they don't have a quarterback right now because of the protocol and all those things. Philadelphia is okay. They're nothing great. They could easily lose out. So there's a lot of things in play there that you could easily get back into this thing, and I don't think there's any way you can get to 10 wins and not go to the playoffs. But it's tough for that would mean that the Vikings will have won, five straight, and that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's very hard to do in the NFL, regardless of whether you're one of the top teams or one of the bottom teams. I don't know if you just heard the interview I did with Jack Jablonski. I know you've covered him over the years. Just an inspiring story, isn't it? Can you believe it's been 10 years since his hockey injury?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that just it rocked the world, and we all know, what that did, and You know that family very well. I don't, you know, I haven't really kept up with them, to be quite honest with you, over the last several years. But you couldn't, you can speak to this better than I, Tom. But that day, you couldn't cut into the fiber of Minnesota any deeper than you did that day with what happened and how it happened and you know, the people that came to terms with how fragile this thing is.
Absolutely. And it's not just hockey, whether it's football or any of these sports.
Yeah.
It's remarkable, to be honest with you. It doesn't happen more often.
It is to me. It is absolutely remarkable. It would be interesting to see a study, because immediately after they talked about putting, marks on jerseys and all those things to see if the game is any less aggressive or whatnot. But then, of course, the other part to that story that you're very familiar with is that Benilde went on and won the state tournament, and it was,
yes.
I mean, it was the stuff that Disney makes movies about, you know?
Absolutely, and Jabs was there along for the ride, but it's just amazing all the money they've raised now for paralysis recovery research. And, you know, sometimes it takes someone with a personality like Jack Jablonski to move something like that forward for the benefit of a lot of people.
Yep, and he's done that. And when you see people in these awful times of, the lowest points, it's amazing how many the greatness comes out of that. And when they make a decision that they're going to do something with it, as opposed to feel sorry for themselves, it's so powerful.
Yeah, and Maxie, I'm sure you would agree with me on this. It puts your own bad days in perspective. You think you're having a bad day, then you think about what someone like Jack Jablonski has overcome. So, Mike, always fun to talk to you. I'm sure I'll run into you at a health club soon.
Coming to a health club soon, Tom. You stay in great shape. And let me tell you something. I say that because, you know, if people got resolutions, look at Tom, man. He gets after it every day. And you do a lot for yourself, but you do a lot for a lot of people if you stay in great shape.
Absolutely. Mike, good talking to you. Merry Christmas
to
you and your family.
You too. Thanks.
Mike Max joining us on News Talk 830 WCCO.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.